filled with compassion. Bible thought. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with gentleness and patience. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. When I answered the doorbell, I was in no mood to be trifled with. Two minority children, a brother and sister, I judged, dressed in torn, ill-fitting clothes, stood looking at my Nike sweatsuit, as though I was a genie in the lamp. "Wow," the boy said, with admiration in his voice. "Your top matches your bottom. Would you like to buy some candy, mister? We're trying to sell candy to make some money to go to camp this summer." I don't eat candy, and if I did, I wouldn't have eaten this particular candy. It looked old and handled. The wrappers were torn, leaving the candy exposed in places. "It's just 50 cents a bar." "I'll tell you what," I said. "I'll give you $5 for camp, and you just keep the candy." "Great, thanks, mister." Sure, I knew it could be a scam, but compassion is not a premeditated, calculated response. It is spontaneous, rising from the very nature of a person's character and personality. Jesus was filled with compassion. Compassion is inherent in the divine nature, and as Christians take on that divine nature, it must become inherent in them as well. Dear Lord Jesus, may my life be so identified with yours that compassion will be as much a part of my nature as it was with yours. In your Son's name, amen. John Smith, San Diego, California.